Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
Welcome to the Daily Ding. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. With me tonight is our Clippers beat writer at The Athletic, Law Murray. Law, what's up?
It's a year for me here, so I'm really happy about that this week.
Yes!
And happy to see you, Andrew. So
yes.
let's get it.
I'm so excited. Let's do this. Let's start in Sacramento, where the Kings just own the Lakers, 125 to 116. The Lakers fall to 500 tonight. They're 21-21. A game where Chimezie Metu is a hero. A game where the Lakers allow the Kings to score 70 points in the paint. Law, help me break this one down.
Well, you just said it. With the Lakers playing small, it's getting LeBron his numbers, but there's two things at work here. Number one, the interior defense is compromised because LeBron, as big as he is not known for just being a stopper inside. And even if he were, the rest of the Lakers are small too. So you just have a lot of guys who this move has been made to juice up the offense, but defensively they're vulnerable. On the boards, they're somewhat vulnerable. The Kings are a terrible rebounding team, and they had as many rebounds as the Lakers tonight. But then there's the other side of it. And while De'Aaron Fox had 29 points, went off. This isn't the first time that De'Aaron has enjoyed eating up on the Lakers' defense. You got Russell Westbrook, who, remember, when the Rockets traded Clint Capella and committed to extreme small ball, it was to unlock Russ in some way. And that hasn't really been the case. Russ has taken better care of the ball lately, only 4 turnovers in his last 4 games. He's actually had games where he hasn't turned the ball over lately, which is just like weird. We're not used to seeing that on any level. But he missed 12 of 14 shots tonight. He missed another 3 late when he had nothing going. And yeah, on one hand, he's not turning the ball over. On the other hand, he made 2 shots all night. So it's just not really a good look, and Sacramento broke their losing streak as a result.
Yeah, the Kings played really well tonight. They had a balanced scoring attack. Their whole starting lineup was in double figures. They got 10 points from Buddy Hield off the bench. Congratulations, Kings. At least for one night, things are looking good. Let's go to the Windy City where the Bulls and the Nets. I thought we were getting a tight one. I'm sending you a little text here and there saying, hey, keep an eye on this game. This should be the one. This is the game. And then the Bulls just wet the bed in the third quarter, and the Nets just are on fire. They outscore the Bulls 39-19 in the third quarter. Kevin Durant is just unfair. Like, he was just absolutely unfair in that third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, they were tied at 71 with 8:43 left in that third quarter. So it wasn't even the whole third quarter. The Bulls came out.
Man.
The Bulls came out, and it looked like they were going to hold on for a bit. And I wasn't worried about the fact that they were playing on the second night of back-to-back because, one, this game started ridiculously late. Andrew, you're on Central Time, right?
Yep.
I'm on Central Time here in New Orleans. And this game started at 9 o'clock local time. It's a school night.
Yep.
Okay. And so, and they played the Pistons and won by damn near 50 points the night before. So I wasn't as, he wasn't tripping as much about the logistics here, but
yeah,
the logistics hit hard when KD and James are playing like they played to end the last 8.5 minutes of that third quarter. It's the wrap. And Kyrie was just out there getting cardio for the most part during that during that stretch. So here's my concern with the Bulls. They started really well defensively. They have fallen off since they were in health and safety protocol hell, which they still kind of are. Alex Caruso is still in protocols. He missed tonight's game. They were already thin. Patrick Williams obviously tore the ligament in his wrist. He's been out since the start of the season. Javonte Green, he was out. And then Derrick Jones goes out 30 seconds into the game, and they couldn't really survive it. Alphonso McKinney is out here playing major minutes all of a sudden. And so with a team that is really good, all like after being not so good the year before, the Bulls are top heavy. So they got, when everything is right with their roster, or is as right as it can be given the available bodies, they're really good. I think you saw that to start this game. But they are perilously shallow, and that is going to be something to monitor over these over this next month.
Yeah, without a doubt. And they got good minutes from Coby White off the bench, but they just need – I mean, you could see Billy Donovan just, like, trying everything during that game just to see what would work, like a Troy Brown Jr. here and, like, Alphonso McKinney, like you mentioned there, just trying to see if they could get anything going with anybody else, and they just kind of lack the chemistry that they had – really thrived on most of this season. So also getting blown out by the Nets whenever Kevin Durant's cooking like that, like sometimes there's just nothing you can do. Like
yeah,
there's 20, just not much you can do.
27 points on 10 shots. I mean, and 9 assists and only 1 turnover. That just speaks to, again, you can't overplay these guys when all of them are playing. And even as good as the stars were for the Nets, they got incredible minutes from the three rotation guys Steve Nash decided to play tonight. Patty Mills, DeAndre Bembry, Blake Griffin. Those guys all contributed. All of them finished with plus minuses between 33 and 35 points, despite the fact that they played within 2 minutes of 20 minutes.
Shouts to rookie Dayron Sharpe, who put up 20 and 7 tonight, too. Look good out there. Just, I mean, he's just rolling to the basket. And they're just finding him. It was kind of fun to watch him.
Yeah.
The Celtics defeat the Pacers 119 to 100. Tatum and Brown combined for 67 points in this game. The Celtics played pretty fast paced, trying to get up and down, trying to stay out of like half court sets. They ended up with 16 fast break points. In this game, Brogdon and LeVert return from COVID protocols, which is really good to see. They really, really needed some guard play, although Malcolm Brogdon did have to leave early in this game with some Achilles soreness. Any thoughts on this Celtics squad? Any hope for them to turn it around even without a trade?
I think the main thing, and I feel like I talked to Jared about this a couple weeks ago, the team just needs to get Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum on the floor playing together as much as possible. You got the pieces. Like, how many teams in the league are looking for, quote unquote, the pieces, the centerpieces? You know, I cover a team that has Kawhi Leonard and Paul George not playing but under contract. That's why they're chilling right now, even though they're a 500 team. The Celtics need to just accept what Ime Udoka is selling, and I feel like they'll be better if they can keep those two, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, on the floor. I mean, Brown hit 7 threes tonight. I think the entire Indiana team had 7 threes tonight. You know, I watched the Celtics team that lost the game a few weeks ago because as a team, they made only 4 threes for an entire game. Like, those guys are talented. They're mercurial because they need to figure out the other pieces around them. But damn it, don't break up the main pieces. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, do not do it. Totally agree with that. In the battle for Hogwarts, the Magic lose to the Wizards, 112 to 106. Law, tell me which is the more impressive near triple-double, Cole Anthony at 19, 11, and 9, or Kyle Kuzma at 19, 10, and 9?
the near triple double.
Yeah, which one is more impressive to you?
I gotta go with Kuzma. I mean, Kuzma was efficient, and I'm so used to watching Kyle Kuzma not even think about passing. I mean, Cole Anthony is theoretically supposed to pass at least a little bit being a guard. So it's nice to see Kyle Kuzma continue to expand his game on a new team.
Yeah. And Beal's been out in health and safety protocols. And so Kuz has stepped up in the past couple of games. It's been kind of fun watching him do that. This is a wild one. The Hornets beat the Sixers 109-89. The Hornets hadn't won a game against the 76ers. Have you seen this? Since November 2nd, 2016. That was the last time they beat the 76ers. Like, that feels almost impossible. That was the longest active losing streak to one team in the NBA. And they broke it tonight. So congratulations to the Hornets. I don't know how you celebrate that, or if you're just like so embarrassed that that happened. Like, I don't know. But that's just kind of a weird little quirk of tonight's games. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, let's be real. They should have had a couple wins already, maybe even this season alone over the Sixers. Yeah. So obviously long overdue. One of my favorite Hornets Sixers games was when Kemba went off for, I think it might've been 60, something like that. But then Jimmy Butler blocked Kemba at the end and hit a game winner in one of his first games. You know, back when people like Jimmy and Ben Simmons used to not only play on the same team, but wear the same headband. So much different era of Hornets Sixers basketball. But I thought LaMelo was great tonight. 8 assists, only 1 turnover, even though he couldn't throw the rock in the ocean from deep. And sometimes that makes all the difference, just taking care of the ball when you got Joel, who got his points, but kept turning the ball over, had more turnovers than rebounds tonight.
Yeah. Joel, even after the game, was talking about how this one was on him, that he could have done more. The Knicks win a game where their starters actually play well. This is just amazing. They beat the Mavericks 108-85. RJ Barrett had 32 points tonight. He became the youngest player in Knicks history to have consecutive 30-point games, which I thought was really pretty interesting. Hey, so, the Knicks propel themselves here.
Yeah, you know RJ had to get them 40 minutes, though. Shout out to Tibbs, man. My man's trains are always on time, man. That thing is never late.
Oh, I love it. The giant Cavs beat the tiny Jazz 111-91. The Cavs had 6 players in double figures, including 23 from Lamar Stevens. It turns out that Rudy Gobert is kind of important to this Jazz team.
He's kind of important. I don't want to kill the Jazz too much. I mean, even Joe Ingles getting ejected, trying to, you know, get up on Jared Allen. So shout out Jared Allen not getting the tech.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it wasn't just Rudy. I mean, all their centers are sick. Like,
right.
You got Hassan Whiteside, protocols. Udoka Azubuike, protocols. Norvell Pell, the dude who's signed the plays one of those guys, non-COVID illness. So, I mean, at least that's a good thing. Rudy Gay, the pretend center that they decided to bring on for the postseason versus he's out with protocols. It turns out that if they don't have any bigs, they're a different team. And it's not just the defense. Again, that's 91 points with all their perimeter guys playing.
Right.
And, the Cavaliers went into Utah. And Lamar Stevens, shout out to Kelsey Russo, because I love talking to Kelsey about the most random Cavaliers. And I've been calling Lamar Stevens an Isaac Okoro ringer. And I mean, again, 23 points leading all scorers in a Cavaliers Jazz game. That's a great accomplishment for a guy who was undrafted just a couple drafts ago.
Yeah, he looks just like him. I thought that in summer league, like running the court, like I couldn't quite figure out who was who. But he's been playing well. Like, you got to give Lamar Stevens credit there.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, You heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The Rockets take down the Spurs 128-124. Eric Gordon had 31 in this game. And then finally, the Hawks fall to the Heat 115-91. The Heat are missing their like main guys. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo are out of this game, and they still beat the Hawks like a drum. Is Clint Capella this important to this Hawks team? Like, what's going on here?
I mean, the weird thing about the Hawks is they seem to have bad vibes right around this time of the year. It was the same case last year. When the expectations are heightened, this team doesn't play very well. And then somehow when they lower expectations, that's when they start clicking. Or at least that was the case last year. They've only got 1 year of that to show for it. So there's hope that they can turn it around. And maybe, you know, DeAndre Hunter coming back this week, that's got to be looked at as a good thing. But it looks like they got a lot of the same kind of players, and they're not playing all that well together. So, again, this is silly season. We're going to see some moves, and it looks like Atlanta, you can't fire the coach. You just extended the GM and promoted the GM, Schlenk. So the next logical move is they finally got to start offloading some of those guys on that team.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, Law, thanks so much for joining. Thank you so much for listening to the Daily Ding. Law, take us out.
Ding, ding.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.